Beard, they reckon that crime stats are on the way down in the territory.
Do they?
That's what they reckon.
Oh, assaults are down in Palmerston. Oh, no, but break-ins are down a little bit in the northern suburbs. To that, the Church of the Tinny calls bullshit.
We'll give you a statistic. His name's Rocket. He's in Milner.
So we went out fishing out to Dundee, about 70 k's offshore. Some small reds, and then got bigger and bigger, and then the biggest was about a 66 nanny.
So you got a young family at home, Rocket. I'd be guessing you would have necked some of those prime species to be a fatherly provider.
Yeah, we filled the esky, bringing them back to the boat ramp and drove home.
So you stroll back through your gate, no doubt bursting with pride, head held high, shoulders broad, esky full of fish to provide for family. What happens next?
Oh yeah, I got the cryovac out, put them into meal-sized portions, said to the wife, I'm going to take the young fella for a walk and the dog. You go have a bath and just relax.
Continuing to be pretty much father and husband of the year.
Trying so hard.
Here's some essential oils and soaps, darling. And I light some candles. Just relax. I'll look after child and dog. Fish and dinner.
Outside bath as well. Relaxing there, and I've gone for a walk and a couple of quick phone calls and then a message. And then she said, we've had an intruder. There's somebody in the backyard and here's this fellow scaling our back fence.
Say the word you wanted to say then.
Sam's looked up and said, oi, what the f***? And then he made haste and he was straight over the fence and he had something in his hand. Not too sure what it was. So I tried to race home, but I had a dog that was a bit wounded, and so I was trying to run but dragging her, and it ended up being a power walk.
Power walk with a beer in your hand.
With a beer in my hand. Empty by that stage.
How was your partner when you got home? She must have been rattled.
Oh, she was shaken. Yeah, she still is. Yeah, pretty invasive. Coppers came around, and not until I went to go and grab a beer and I noticed the chest freezer was ajar, and then I opened it up and the barra that I'd had from a couple of weeks before was at the top and slightly defrosting, and picked up the nana guy and the tricky, and they were still soft. And there's only two packets. I had four packets. The f*** stole me f***ing nana guy.
Had it been labelled nana guy?
It had labelled nanny. It was clearly had red on the skin.
How long since you'd filleted it and put it in the esky? How long had it been there?
2 hours. It was fresh. It was the freshest fish you could get. It was like it was a supermarket that he's gone through. No, I don't want barra. That's got a dirty date on it. This is still soft. I'll take that.
He took your prime fish within 2 hours of filleting it.
I was dirty. Really dirty.
What did this low-down mongrel son of a... actually go past?
40-inch TV outside. There was an iPad on the table. The missus' phone. You want to go and have a look at the bottles of wine that are on the bloody fridge?
Take us to the scene of the crime. So just moving through the scene now, taking some forensic evidence, given that it doesn't seem police are on this job, or that it truly reflects what we're hearing in the media about crime stats on the way down. This guy's family has been invaded.
Oh my God, look at the wine.
You can imagine the violation.
Yeah, a few bottles of wine up here. Now there's a couple of locks on there just in case he comes back again.
I noticed you put a padlock on the chest freezer. That says it all, doesn't it?
No one in our community should have to listen in the media one day to crime stats going down and the next day go to the hardware store and then buy a padlock to keep their beer and fish safe. This is a new low, Rocket.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
So any further contact with police? Did they give you a promise number?
Yeah, they gave us a number. When we found out there was something that was taken, we called back.
What did they say after telling them that they'd stolen some fillet?
They asked what the approximate value of the item that was stolen. And she in turn replied, priceless.
That's the correct answer. Do you know how hard it is to drive down to Dundee, motor 70 k's offshore, drop baits or lures, catch a 66 centimetre nana guy, bring it home, fill it up, put it in the freezer?
The value is priceless.
It was just a little bit raw that it was that f***ing day that it happened. It was only hours before.
Like, what a come down from such a high. Your missus is in the bath with the bath salts. You're having a beer, walking the dog, and then this.
Yeah, it's still a bit too soon to sort of be able to realise the hurt.
Your advice to any other fisho in the northern suburbs with some prime reef species fillets in the freezer?
Kill it, fill it, and lock it up.
What do you have to say to government and police and their message that crime stats are on the way down?
Stop lying to us.
Thank you, Rocket.
Cheers, fellas.